the Kashmir conflict made it to Los Angeles over the weekend at BeautyCon.
You're encouraging nuclear war against Pakistan. There's no winner in this. As a Pakistani, millions of people like me have supported you in your business.
That was Aisha Malik. She was attending BeautyCon as a social media influencer. She's Pakistani. BeautyCon, it's what it sounds like, a convention for movers and shakers in makeup, hair, and skin beauty. Malik was addressing the Indian movie star Priyanka Chopra, who was on stage, and asked her about a tweet she wrote in February when tensions were high between India and Pakistan. The Bollywood celebrity had expressed her pro-India sentiments. Bodyguards rushed to take the microphone away from the Pakistani woman. Here's the Indian actress's response to her.
I have many, many friends from Pakistan, and I am from India. And war is not something that I'm really fond of, but I am patriotic.
I asked Aisha Malik what bothered her about Chopra's tweet from months ago.
Jai Hind is a statement that seems like God bless America.
Right, that's what Chopra said, Jai Hind. That essentially means what? How would you translate that?
Hail India.
Hail India, okay.
And then Pakistan has their own saying. Pakistan is Zindabad, which is long live Pakistan. And those might seem like random sayings, but on that particular day, it wasn't, because it was the highest tensions that we've ever had between our two countries. On that day, we were getting messages from my family saying, we have to get shelter, we got to get water, we need to run because the nukes may be dropping now and we're scared and we're just going to let you know what's going on. And then I get onto Twitter and that's the first thing I see.
Aren't you worried that you might divide Pakistanis, Indians, and Kashmiris further with comments like the ones you made?
Well, the mic was taken from me, so I couldn't continue. I'm upset with also Pakistanis who might be egging on the war, because on that day there were Pakistanis saying or tweeting out Pakistan's Zindabad. But the difference between those random citizens that were tweeting that and Priyanka Chopra is that she's a global star, and she's more than just a Bollywood star. She's Mrs. Jonas. She's been in Baywatch. She has her own ABC show, and she has this international platform, and people are going to look at her for influence.
What did you think of Chopra's response to you when she said, I'm not a fan of war, but I am patriotic?
That was a cop-out for sure, because she is the UN ambassador for peace, and you should never, ever be fond of war of any sort, not even 1%. You should be totally against war.
How did you feel when she started speaking?
It was upsetting, for sure, yeah.
And why?
She's been in 50 Bollywood films. She's been invited into my home, essentially. She's been somebody that I trusted. And I know I'm speaking on behalf of millions of Pakistanis, because even though we're both from different countries at the end of the day, we look the same, we talk the same, we eat the same food, we watch the same movies, and I feel a connection to them. The outfit I was wearing was actually a sari at the time, which is not the national dress of Pakistan. It's an Indian outfit. But I wear it as if it's one of my own.
Hmm. Aisha, are you surprised that this exchange went viral? And did it help to at least raise the awareness of what's happening in Kashmir and what's at stake there?
Yeah. As long as I could remember, Kashmir has always been an issue. And I've never heard anybody else talk about it except for Pakistanis and Indians and Kashmiris. And I feel like, even though this was low-key kind of embarrassing for me, because I was emotional and it was very unscripted, one good thing that came out about it is that there's headlines out there now talking about Kashmir.
Aisha Malik is a beauty influencer originally from Pakistan. She was speaking with us from L.A., where she attended BeautyCon and confronted Indian celebrity Priyanka Chopra with thoughts about the situation in Kashmir.